"If this is so," the queen said in a shaky voice, "then you have to tell me what to do." She looked lost and confused. "Beware of your new husband," Hamlet said. "And if my words have convinced you, then do not tell him what I know." Hamlet stormed out, leaving his mother slumped in her chair.
Well, Hamlet's finally gone into action, and the story's moving along really quickly now. Let's look back at what happened in this chapter. First, Gertrude sent for Hamlet to find out what was wrong with him. Once again, Polonius hid behind a curtain to listen in. Bad idea. Hamlet got really upset with Gertrude and she screamed for help. That scared Polonius so much he forgot he was hiding and screamed too. Hamlet thought Polonius was Claudius and stabbed him to death through the curtain. Finally, Hamlet came right out and told his mother, Gertrude, that her new husband, Claudius, killed her old husband, the old king. Gertrude didn't want to believe him, but in the end, I think she realized he was telling the truth. Now the question is, will she help him to get revenge, or will she stay loyal to her new husband? Let's go on to chapter 9 on page 38.